make a difference in people's lives. Only God can open people's eyes. But how do we that are Christians continue every day and finish our course? And one thing came to me here this morning. I was out plowing early this morning, and I always meditate. I had a friend of mine last night. He says to me, "How do you prepare your messages?" I said, "I really don't, but I do, because how I do it, I read the Bible, and I put the Word of God in me, and I meditate on it all the time." He said to me, "You read the Bible every day?" I said, "Yeah, I do." And I make notes, and I study about love, and I study about this, and I study about that, and I study, and I make notes and all that. But I've always learned to preach, because you got to understand, when I started preaching, I couldn't even read. So how do you preach when you can't read? So I couldn't make beautiful notes, and I couldn't make, you know, beautiful jokes and gestures, and I was the last candidate to be a preacher. So I learned to listen to my heart. And I learned to listen to the Spirit of God. And I seen God moving in people's lives and making change in people's lives. And that is what was important to me. Not how well I spoke or how well I did. To have guys, I had a guy, I just think of this today because he's still serving God today. I had a guy that I had in the youth group when I was young. Came from a really poor, poor family. And a rough family. And I used to take that kid all over the place and just love him in spite of what he was or what he did or where he was at, and just love that kid. That kid phoned me one night. He seen me on TV, and he was in Edmonton. 3 a.m. I did TV for a few years. And they must have, this was many years later, so they must have rerun my programs in the middle of the night when nobody could see them, usually. So I didn't even know they were being aired. And he seen me on there, and he phoned me in at 3 a.m. and said, "I just watched you on TV." And he said, he was into coke, and he was into everything, and he said, "My life's a mess." And he says, "You're the only guy that loved me and made a difference in my life when I was young." And he said, "Do you think if God could do that for me, do it for you, would he do it for me?" And he gave his heart to Jesus probably when he was a little boy with me. But he made it right with God. And God started working in him. And over a process of 4 years, he got into the right Christian program. Got around the right people. And that guy is now going around preaching and singing all over the place down in southern Ontario. And you know, that's what life's about. It's not about me or you. See, I don't preach because I want people to see me. I don't preach because I think I'm important. I preach because I know the who I preach about will change your life. Because I've seen it in my life. And that's why I wanted Anna Catherine to speak. Like, I was down a couple of weeks ago with Frank. Frank went to heaven. And I'll miss Frank a lot, because Frank was not just a person in our church, he was my friend. We talked about work every day. We talked about hockey. He loved hockey, and I loved hockey. But you know, when I was with him and I heard he went to heaven, I wasn't sad. I was sad for me that I'm not going to be able to talk to him every day. But heaven's a great place. And every one of us that are in here, one day are going to pass from this life to the next life. There's not one of us that are going to escape it. Doesn't matter whether you're rich or you're poor. It doesn't matter whether you're black or you're white. Every one of us are going to pass from this life to the next. And the most important thing is that we know Jesus. And then the second thing is to, that's my job as a minister, is to try to preach the best way I can to make God alive, that He can affect your life while you're here on earth. Because my life was sort of hell on earth. And then when I got Jesus and I started to put the Word of God in my life, it started to change my life. Now, I mean, I love my life here on this earth. And I see so many sad people out there, and I see so many people that don't know where they're ending up, where they're going from day to day, where they're going to live. They have no hope. And this is one thing that God put in my heart this morning as I was plowing, as I was just praying and I was meditating. And this is one thing that you got to do. And the Lord just brought this to me. And to finish your course. And the Lord just said, this is where most people in life miss it. And so I'm going to read it. Turn your Bibles with me to Matthew chapter 15. And I've talked a lot about this. A lot about this. Because I believe that God is a God that can set you free. He's not surprised by the situations you're in your life. You might feel that you've came for 40 years, or 30 years, or 80 years, or 60 years. And what have I done? And it's over. My life is over. Your life is not over. Well, you got breath. You could do more in 1 year than you could do in 40 years. Just doing it God's way. And the Bible says here in Matthew chapter 15 and verse 22, I'm going to read verse 21. And Jesus went thence, and he departed, and he went to the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, there was a woman of Canaan that came out to him, came out of the same coast. And she cried unto him and saying, Lord, have mercy on me. And see, this is not God. Because see, I believe that God has already given you the word. He's already died. He already shed his blood. He already took the stripes. He already was tormented for your torment. Do you know how many people that I see today that are sick, but they're sick mentally? With depression? It's a real thing. They can't see a future. I was talking to somebody a week ago, and I was trying to explain to them. Do you have... Because that same day, I was watching a person with no legs, and I was watching somebody that their hands did not work because I was in the hospital. And I talked to them. I was there to see two or three different people that were really sick. I was there to see Frank, and I was there to see somebody else. And I seen three people that day, the one day, and then I seen this guy. And he was as happy as can be. He was in this wheelchair. He couldn't even push this wheelchair because his hands wouldn't work. And then this person phones me. But this is real. I'm not making fun of this. But from the outside looking in, we just say, well, what's your problem? And so they've had bad things in their life happen. And they're alone. They've had a separation. And they're in bed for 2 months and they don't get out. And I said to her, does your hands work? Yes. I said, does your feet work? Yes. I said, can you wipe your own bum? I'm not being smart. Because this person I was talking to have his bum wiped. Yes. I said, well, why don't you think about those things instead of the things that are going wrong? They said, I never thought of that. Like, it doesn't matter where it's at. It's real. And so we looking from the outside, looking in, think, you got a lot to be thankful for. But I'm not in their shoes. And that's why we need to love people, we need to pray for people, and we need to encourage people, and we need to be there for people. I mean, I was talking to a guy this morning, down, I was in an area of plowing where my phone didn't work, and then when I came back into town, I had a guy phoning me for help. Now, this guy stole from me. He didn't steal from me, but he stole from me like $8,000 2 years ago. What should I do to him? I know what I would have done to him a few years ago, but what do? I do nothing. Because you're never going to get nothing out of nothing anyways. I just told him, forget about it. It's done. And he can't believe that I'm still nice to him. I said, well, why wouldn't I be? Because, see, when you allow bitterness in your heart, and you allow offense in your heart, it doesn't bother the other people. I'm not going to go now again and let him rip me off again. I'm not saying that. But it doesn't bother. Like, I'm free. I'm happy. And I'm not going to allow that out there to drag me in to ruin my life. Because you can't. Because that's what will ruin your life. And so I want to read this story. And this is what happens in people's lives. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast, and she cried unto him, said, Lord, have mercy on me. So here's somebody coming to Jesus, right? And I know there's many people in here that feel like this. I know this. And I wouldn't usually say that, but God doesn't usually tell me this stuff. And he said, Lord, have mercy on me. O Lord, thou son of David, for my daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. And he answered her not a word. I want to tell you something. There's two or three things here that this woman received from God. And there's three things that I see in here that people do today. And it's why they're not receiving from God. It's not because of God. And it's not why people die. It's not why it's nothing to do with that. It's because people get offended at him. Because we figure, I mean, at one time in my life, I said to the Lord, Lord, I go to church every week. Like, it's before I really recognize that my good works doesn't make God love me more. But I didn't know that at the time. I figured because I give money, God would like me more. Do you know that God loves you so much? Just the way you are, in spite of you, in spite of what you've done, in spite of whether you've done anything right or anything wrong, his love is the same for you. He loves you. And that's why Jesus could say, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, for I'll give you what? Rest. So Jesus ignores this girl, and he answered her not a word, and his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she cries after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So then he came, because see, Jesus, before Jesus died, when Jesus died, the Jews rejected Jesus, right? And that, and then when he died, he said, because they've rejected me, now anybody, I'm dying now for the whole world. But Jesus came for the Jews, so he didn't come for this woman. He came to help the Jewish people. But this woman didn't even have a legal right, because she wasn't a Jew, to come to Jesus. And so Jesus ignores her. And I want to tell you something. Do not get offended. Do not get offended. Do you know that sometimes people get offended at church? Because, like, I'm not perfect. I want to tell you something. I can't answer everybody's calls. I can't always be there at the right time. And people get offended at me because I say the wrong things, or I'm not lovey-lovey to them all the time. Because sometimes I, just like that person that was on the phone with me, I could have said to her, I'm so sorry. And I do sometimes. But my job is to try to help people. And you know what? I was able to help her. Because I talked to her the next day. And I talked to her the next day. Because, see, God wants to... God will make a difference in our lives if we'll let Him. If we'll let Him. And she came and she sat down. And do you know what? Do not... Do you know what being relentless is? Like, just being relentless. That's what you got to be. You just can't quit. It doesn't matter what happens. You just can't quit. You can't quit. Do you know that people are going to offend you? Do you know that people get offended at God? Because they don't feel that God did what they should have. And they get offended. Well, if anybody in my eyes should be offended, this woman should be. She's not even coming for herself. She's coming for her kids. And you know, if you know what I know about moms, my wife's the sweetest girl in the world. And I'm not lying to you. She's even nice to me at home. When you don't even see her. You can ask my kids, my wife's a sweetheart. But you touch her kids, and she's not a sweetheart. I have to say, Julie, calm down. It doesn't even matter. Like, oh, yes, it does. When things aren't right or things aren't fair or somebody hits her kid on the ice, I said, it's hockey. You're supposed to hit one another. I know what moms are with their kids. And this woman... She wanted help because she heard of Jesus and she wanted help for her child. Not even herself. And he ignores her. Most people, half the church right there, when they're ignored, would be, do what? They're gone. I quit. He didn't even shake my hand. He didn't do what I wanted. And they get offended and they leave. Or they quit on God. Or they didn't get what they... I had a guy... I went to jail one time. I used... Not one time. I went to jail a few times. But I went to jail as a minister as well. And I was in the jail. And this guy came. The only reason they came, and I know this, is so they could get out of their cell. So they came to listen to me preach to them. And this guy asked me... He was coming to court. And I couldn't believe it. Because see, in my mind, it's, I think, different than maybe the average person. But he asked me to pray that God would help him at court coming up that week. And so we prayed that God would help him at court. And when I came back the next week, oh, he was mad at me. And I said, what are you mad at me for? I said, it wasn't me that stole the car. Because he got convicted and got another year in jail. I said, don't be mad at me. Oh, he was mad at me. He was mad at God because God didn't answer his prayer. All I'm saying is people get offended because they don't get their own way. Or it doesn't happen when they think it should happen. And I want to tell you something. The one thing that you cannot do is get offended. Do not. How many people know that the Bible says this is a victory that overcomes the world, even our faith? And how many people know this? And I'm just saying this because God just spoke this to me this morning about this. Faith operates by what? By love. And the Bible says that love doesn't see wrong. It doesn't remember wrong. Love bears all things. It believes all things. It hopes all things. It endures all things. Love, it never fails. Love is what we need to allow. Because love overlooks stuff in people's lives. I'm telling you, love will overlook things in people's lives. Because so many people get offended at God because they don't think that God did what they wanted. And I want to tell you this, that God does not fail. He cannot fail. Or everything that we have our faith in is not real. And it is real. Because it changed my life. I've seen it's transformed my life. I was the one so much one to fail in life. I mean, I see people, police officers, in the last 10 years that knew me when I was young. They can't believe it. I see teachers that ask me, that see me now. They can't believe it. I see people that knew me when I was young, and they can't believe where I'm at today. And it is where I'm at today is not because of anything that I have done. But I will tell you this. What I have done, see, God is the one that does all the work. And all I have done is took the free thing that God gave me, which was Jesus, and I said, I'm never going to quit. And I'm not going to get offended. And I've had a lot of opportunity in my life to get offended. A lot. And I'm telling you that in the light of life, it doesn't mean anything. Stuff. The stuff we get offended over and fight over and are upset about, it doesn't matter. Because if I actually believe the God who I believe God is, if somebody takes from me or does me wrong, it doesn't matter because there's an unlimited source with Him of love, of joy, of peace. How do you get peace? You know the Bible says that the thief. I'm asking you something. I'm trying to get you to figure this out. The Bible says that Jesus said, "I've come that you might have life, and have it more abundantly." But Jesus said the devil comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And the Bible says that Jesus said to resist the devil and he will flee from you, right? So how in the world can he steal from me? When I'm already born again, I'm already in the place of, the Bible says we're in this world, but we're not of it. We're of a different kingdom because we have Jesus. So we live by God's rules. So how can he take from me? I'll tell you how. When somebody does something wrong to you, and you do what the devil would do. Because you're already here. He's trying to get you down playing by the wrong rules. Bitterness. That's not God. Hate. Not forgiveness. Being offended. And I'm telling you something, I will not be offended. Because it's the one thing I know that as soon as you enter into that place, you're not operating in an area of God. Because God is love. The Bible says that freely you receive, freely give. Jesus forgave me. I'm going to bring it back to this level. The guy that molested me when I was a boy, I wanted to kill him. And I got born again, and I still wanted to kill him. And then after about 7 years of being a Christian, the Lord said to me, I want you to go find him, and I want you to forgive him. And you know, not only was it not hard, but the weirdest thing that you can even imagine is when I said to God, okay, I'll do that, is that I had love in my heart for this person. And it wasn't me. It's God. And I went and found him, and he was cutting hair. He was down in Toronto. And I said, I want that guy right there to cut my hair. And when he seen me, he was turned white. And I sat in the chair, and this is like it is. And I just said to him, Jesus forgave me of everything that I've ever done. And I did a lot of bad stuff. And I said, I just want you to know I forgive you. And it wasn't even hard. You don't have to hang on to bitterness. You don't have to hang on to this stuff. Don't let it bother you. Because you're already seated in heavenly places in Christ. Don't get out of that and get down here. So I want to read the rest of this. Not only did he ignore her, where it'd be easy to get offended. Then his disciples said, send this woman away. But he answered her and said, it's not meet to take the children's bread and cast a dog. Now he's calling her a dog. When he did speak to her, he calls her a dog. Do you know what? She never even answered. But he answered and said, it's not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. And she said, truth, Lord. But even the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table. She didn't care if he ignored her. She didn't care if he called her a dog. She wasn't going to leave. And she wasn't going to quit. And Jesus answered and said, O woman, great is your faith. Be it unto thee even as you will. And her daughter was made whole the very same hour. There's one thing I want to say to you today. I'm not saying that our church is for everybody, because I believe God calls different people to different places. So I'm not saying that we're the perfect church, because we're not. But what I'm saying is this, that when God tells you to do something, and the Bible says something, and you want to be a winner, you can't quit. It's the bottom line. Because if you don't quit, I promise you that you will see the other side and you'll see what God says. I promise that. Because God's word does not lie. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. We cannot be offended. We cannot take offense in life. Because you know, I've had more opportunity than any to be offended. With people said things about me, what people's done to me, which people try to hurt you, try to take from you, try to... It's just life. And people are people. And you just love people. You don't have to hang out with everybody, but don't let it in your heart. Because I'm telling you, real love, it bears all things. It believes all things. It hopes all things. It endures all things. It doesn't remember the wrong. It'll change your life if you allow God's love in your heart and walk in that. It'll change your life forever. And not quit. You know what? If you don't stand for something, like, I believe in healing. I believe that every Christian should be blessed. I believe that. You know, I know a lot of people, a lot of people will make fun of me. A lot of people say this. I believe in giving. Like, I love to give. I don't tell you to go and give your stuff away and do this and do that. That's just me. That's what I believe this. And if you don't stand for something, you're going to fall for anything. You're going to stick a stake in the ground and say, this is what I stand for. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm not ashamed of people calling me Jesus when I walk in to the garage in Apsley. Oh, here comes Jesus. Don't bother me. I say, what can I help you with? You know, it don't matter. They're not mocking me. It's not Mark either, or it's not the owners. Just different people when I go in the garage. They make fun of me. They tease me. They call me the Holy One. It don't matter. They know what I believe. And I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Because I want to tell you something. I know where my help comes from. And it's the maker of heaven and earth. And I want to tell you something. He makes heaven. He made earth. He made sun, moon, snow, even if we like it or we don't. He made the rain. He made it all. And he's your God, and he'll look after you. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Not one bit. I had a guy that I played hockey with. My sons play hockey with the dads. This guy's like 6'8". And he does the same thing I do. And he said to me last week, why don't you tell me you're a Christian? He said, the way I swear around you, I said, don't bother me. You just talk the way you want to talk. I'm not going to condemn you. God loves you. We're to be a light in the community. We're not going to go and tell everybody what's wrong with them. It's not your job to tell everybody what's wrong with them. It's your job to love people and to tell them how much God loves them. If we want to make a difference in life, we've got to get out and be real with God. Because God loves people. He cares about people. And he's the reason I'm sane today. And the whole world needs him. I just see so many Christians that start a race and they never finish it. What did Paul say? What did Paul say? And I'm just saying this. Paul said, I've been beaten. I've been shipwrecked. I've been boiled. Or, you know, I've been this. I should go and just turn to it. But he had like, Paul's life, he was in prison. And he was cast down. And he was left for dead. And you know what he said? You know what he said? I counted all but loss. Like nothing. That I may know him. So many people get so caught up in things that go wrong and go right. Last Sunday, I was supposed to be here. You can ask my little Isaac. He was in the seat with me. I said, we're going to get up early and we're going to go. I was in Pembroke at a hockey tournament. And I said, let's go to church. My son loves church. And I like church too because I'm the pastor. And so I got up early and I left. And we got right from just outside of Petawawa, between Pembroke and what's that other, Barry's Bay, about halfway between, and my tire went flat. I said to Isaac, I don't know if we're going to make church, because they don't just have these tires the size of my tires just anywhere. Anyways, there was nothing open anyways other than woods around me. And he says, what are we going to do? I said, well, we're just going to keep driving ahead. I drove my car flat with a flat tire because I wasn't going to sit. I'd rather be moving than sitting there. I don't like sitting around. I drove my tire from pretty near Pembroke to Bancroft on a flat tire. I had people go by me laughing and my tires flopping. I didn't care. What do? You just laugh. Life doesn't always go the way you want it to. You just laugh. And I made her. And I didn't even wreck my rim. Because I drove in the shoulder in the snow. But I didn't care if I wrecked my rim. I wasn't going to sit there for 3 hours. I drove and I got a hold of my son and he brought me a tire and we met in Bancroft. And then we changed my tire. And life doesn't always go wrong. But you know, I've seen people pretty near divorce over a flat tire. I'm not lying to you. Like, the littlest things make people so upset. Learn to be people that just don't allow life to bother you. And don't quit and just believe God. Just believe God. just purpose that this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to put my stake in the ground. And I'm going to just stand for God. I'm just going to stand for God. I'm going to live for God regardless of people mock me, laugh at me. I used to go into the bank. And people would say to me, let me go first. They don't even have a clue. I'd say, why? Well, because I don't want you taking all the money out. Must be nice to have your money. And I used to try to do this. I used to say this. What do you mean? I don't have anything. I mean, I've got debts and I've got this. And one day I just quit. And I said, oh, it's beautiful. It's great to be able to do anything you want. And then they don't even know what to say to you. Then they get mad at you. Well, they shouldn't have started in the first place. Just tell them it's wonderful. I came home about 3 weeks ago and I had a whole bunch of stuff stolen. Gone. Just gone. What do you do? Phone the police? Last time I phoned the police, they didn't do anything anyways. Because they can't, really. Like, I just went and bought new stuff. Like, what's this? Life is just... Because when my mom and dad died, they broke into my house the day of my mom and dad's funeral and stole thousands of dollars worth of stuff. And, like, thousands of dollars in money. And lots of stuff. And ruined my house. I phoned the police. They came and said, you'll never find these guys. They do this all the time. I said, well, would you take a fingerprint or something? Like, they took all my kids' money as well. There's peanut butter jars, like 10 of them. Like, take a fingerprint. Ah, you'll never get them. It's all right. So I'm not mad at the police. I understand. There's like tons and tons. What do you do? Move on. Forget about it. Buy cameras. I don't know. There's so many things in life that'll stop you from enjoying life. And don't let it. You're the only one that can let it stop you from being happy. You're the only one. You're the only one. Because he's always, the enemy's trying to steal, and he's trying to pull you down in his playing ground. And when you just stay in love, where do you stay? Up here. When you don't allow that stuff to affect you, you just stay up here. We got 15 minutes left. Harry, I think you're going to be another day. That's what, you know, I'll tell you something. That's what I love about Harry. Harry's one of my best friends. You know why? I worked with Harry for the last 3 years and he's just a wonderful man. Because he lives the same way I live. Things don't work the way he wants it to work. Or thing doesn't go the way we... I don't think we've ever gotten a fight in our life. That's why he's happy all the time. That's why he looks young. Like he's pretty near 80 years old. No. How old are you? 63. And he works just as hard as I work. You know why? Because he's happy. And he's had a lot of stuff go wrong in his life. You wouldn't know it, though. His kids die. Things go wrong. A lot of stuff. I'm not telling his life. I just know he's had a lot of stuff. Stuff that would make most people in the mental hustle. The stuff he's had to do. But he didn't let it drag him into that. I can imagine my little boy dying and still being happy. It's our choice. We only got one life. Every day is a new day. It's It's up to us whether we're going to be happy or whether we're not. Because I can tell you this, your life isn't going to make you happy. The only one that can make you happy is God. And that's why you got to stick with him and do it his way. Because he says, my ways are higher than your ways. I'm not saying life is fair. But if you want to win, you got to set a stake in the ground. You got to say, this is what I'm going to stand for. And just do it. Just live for God, regardless of what happens. And you'll come out a winner. And you'll finish your course. I believe that. I believe that 100%. Ron, do you still want to say? I'm just going to close then. Why don't we sing a song? Maybe next week I'll get you to share. No, I want to. Not quitting. See, the reason I wanted Anna Catherine to share, I remember Anna Catherine. You've seen her up here standing here. How many years ago was that? 10 years ago? 16 years ago. It's a long time. I remember that Paul had to carry her around. She had rheumatoid arthritis and she couldn't even walk. And she never quit. They never quit. You just can't quit. You just got to keep doing the right things. And one day, she got better. And the doctor said she'd never get better. She couldn't even... Like, Sarah helps us at our house. She comes there during the week. And she's such an amazing girl. Like, I love Sarah. She's like my own girl. I love all the girls. But Sarah's like, she's at my house every day, and I love her. But Sarah had to become like a mom. At how old? 6, 7? The one that changed all the other kids' diapers and helped cook meals when she's a little wee girl. They said she'd never walk. She'd never be normal. Arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis doesn't get better. But she didn't quit. It does, though. Well, I know. With Jesus, it does. With Jesus, it does. But you can't quit in spite of hard things hitting you. Quitting is the number one thing. I see it. And if you don't deal with it when you're with your kids when they're little... If they don't get to play first base, they'll quit. If they don't get to be the centerman and you don't pass to me, they slap their stick on the ice and they're mad and they're going to quit. And then, see, people are just so used to quitting in life. They just quit on marriages. They just quit because things don't go their way. They just quit, you know, jobs because it's not the way they want it to. And all I'm saying is, I'm saying that things aren't fair. Life is not fair. But the people that are going to win are the ones that will not quit. And if you won't quit, you'll get through this and you'll get to come out the other side. And I see over my life, so many people start with God and then quit. And then they start with God, and I would say half of them quit because they're offended. They're offended at some person because they didn't do what they thought they should do. Or they're offended at God. Then others are, I guess that's what the Bible says, right? Doesn't the Bible say that? What was this? You know, the word where the word was sown, and then life comes. And then the ones that's on rocky ground, you know, they endure it for a while. Then when real temptation comes and hardship, and then they quit. But those that allow the word of God to get in on good ground, which is your heart, that's why you need to get the word of God in your heart. And it'll cause you in those hard times to just carry on and do what's right. And when you do what's right, you'll end up being fruitful and producing fruit in your life. Does that make sense? We love yous. I love my church family. You guys are my family. And I just want to see people win. And I can tell you this, you'll never win if you quit. You'll never win. You'll never win. Father, I don't know why you had me talk about this today. But all I can say is this. Is if anything is to do with what I'm talking about today, I believe that you're here for a reason. And I believe that if you'll just between you and God, I'm not asking anybody to come to the front, and just between you and God, just say, Lord, I'm going to choose to get that out of my heart. If you've been offended at God, or you've been offended at people, and I'm not even if you forgive people, people might still be just as much jerks after as before. But it's not about them. It's about you living in peace. Just forgive people. If you've been offended at God, just say, Lord, I ask you to forgive me. Just as a point of contact, He loves you, regardless if you cursed Him out. I might have failed people here. I don't even know. People might be mad at me. All I'm saying is just get it right. Make a decision that you're going to put a stake in the ground. This is what I'm going to stand for. I'm just going to do it. Regardless of people laugh at me, people mock me. People's mocked me and laughed at me my whole life. And all it's done is made me stronger. Father, you didn't put this in my heart just for it to be a nice little message. You did it to help people get free today. So we're going to sing a song. All you do is just make things right with God. If you've been mad at somebody, just forgive it. Just get it out of your heart.
Name it is the name. of Jesus Christ, my King. A wonderful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, this little.